Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, Internet Radio. Again, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. On Sundays, join me on either AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, this site, or 1360KHNC.com. This is the Johnstown, Colorado AM station, 1360. Podcasts are on either site, 1360KHNC.com. Both sites stream at all times. Podcasts are also on each site. During the week, 6 p.m. on AM Radio 1360 here in the Johnstown area. I air the first hour or the hour that I feel is best for the of the two for that 6 o'clock program. The Present Truth. What is the Present Truth? The United States National Defense Authorization Act 2025, fiscal year 2025. Conscription, automatic for males and now for females also in Empire. This is out of Europe. Conscription in the United States. This is the explainer. Is conscription coming back? How it's been used in previous wars? And what a UK citizen army would involve in the future. Conscription hasn't been used in the United Kingdom for more than 60 years. Comments from top military officials about what could happen if NATO goes to war with Russia. Read my lips. We, or NATO, is going to war. Oh, I'm sorry. Has been at war with Russia for 2 years, the United States also. So what could happen if because NATO has gone to war with Russia? General Sir Patrick Sanders, the outgoing head of the British Army, said such a conflict would need to be a whole of nation undertaking, which reignited a debate about defense cuts and volunteering to fight. Sky News looks at how the UK has used conscription before. What is conscription? When did the UK last use it? Well, it goes into the history of what happened in UK. Then we have UK Sunak. Promises mandatory national service for 18-year-olds if he's elected. This is on May 26th of this year. 18-year-olds will have to perform a mandatory national service if the Conservative Party is voted back to power in the United Kingdom, United Kingdom's July 4th election. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has announced that the UK has generations of young people who have not had the opportunities they deserve. This means a measure would help unite society in an increasingly uncertain world. The Prime Minister's plan would entail young people being given a choice between a full-time placement in the armed forces for 12 months or spending one weekend a month for a year volunteering in their community, the party said. What they didn't say is these young people could be sent to Ukraine. The UK had national service between 1947 and 1960, when men between the ages of 17 and 21 serving in the armed forces for 18 months, The British Army has reduced its size from 100,000 in 2010 to 73,000 as of January 2024. Conservative Party said the placement with the armed forces would help the teenagers learn and take part in logistics, cybersecurity, procurement, or civil response operations. It's happening in Europe. Also, it's beginning to happen in Germany. It's going to happen in France with Emmanuel, God with us, Macron. I almost think God has left France. I think God is leaving the world because of all the wars taking place, or the prophecies of Christ are coming to pass. Wars, rumors of wars, ethnos against ethnos, nation against nation, civil war within, race war within the nations, especially the United States. No, Christ is active according to his, what he said would happen. The world is like a field, and there has been planted in the field a crop, mankind, and in the crop, in that field, there are tares. So you have wheat and tares together. They both mature together through time, and then a harvest takes place. We're in the time of harvest. The tares and the wheat growing together. The grapes and the wheat. The children of the devil, the children of God, and the people of the nations that are in the middle. You have a religious war, Satan's children against God's children, and in the middle, the tug of war for the citizens of the nations. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. Podcasts are on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com or 1360KHNC.com.
The globalists say resistance is futile. Will you choose to accept your slavery or declare your liberty? Find out how on Pac-Man and the Rev, Saturdays from 1 to 2. Sometimes the truth hurts.
Join us and don't miss a moment of the Alex Jones Show, your number one source for real independent media. Find out what the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. InfoWars is pro-America, pro-family, pro-freedom. We are rebooting 1776. Exclusive reports, live coverage, information you won't find anywhere else. Tomorrow's news today. Stay informed by listening to KHNC 1360 AM. The Alex Jones Show on KHNC, the heart of Northern Colorado.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Right. riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone, an actor out alone. Riders on the storm. There's a killer on the road.
People that are living nowadays didn't ask to be thrown into a final storm. A world internationally of war, conscription, evil, time where Christ said in Luke 21:25, a time when there would be perplexities. Christ used the word perplexities only one time. In the New Testament, perplexities is used only once by Christ. And he was saying that there would be no solutions to the problems that would occur in the decade prior to his return, especially the last 10 years. No answers, only nations mystified, puzzled, conundrums. If you do this, the consequences are going to be dire. If you do that, the consequences will be dire. No solutions to the societies of the world. There's not going to be a solution to this final conscription of the United States of America, of England, Germany, France. Israel is sending its young men, middle-aged men, and men in their 50s that have been in military for their lifetime in this present conflict in Gaza. It has just expanded to Lebanon. Israel is now fighting a war openly on another front. Israel is fighting war on seven fronts right now, today. Seven fronts. And Israel is winning. Israel is being victorious, suffering the least casualties to its military soldiers, and bringing great death and destruction to the surrounding nations. The war in Gaza, I had mentioned months ago, probably the first of the year, it's going to expand to the West Bank. Well, it has expanded. There is now war in two fronts within Israel, the West Bank, Gaza. Terrorists within the nation. But now Hezbollah has declared basically war on Israel, and Israel is now sending tanks and forces to the southern border of Lebanon, and Israel is going to win that battle. Then Israel is going to continue bombing strategic points in Syria where munitions are stored sent by Iran. King Abdullah II has his foot on the brakes. He does not want conflict with Israel. But King Abdullah is going to send, King Abdullah II, his son is going to openly attack Israel. Now, coming back to this country, Christ said there would be perplexities, no solutions. This is exactly where the world is. What is a solution to the problem at our border with immigration or illegal immigration or uninvited peoples. I was living in Las Vegas during the time of the Obama administration. A friend, a doctor friend, said he went in to pay his light bill. There were illegals in front of him, in line. They got up to the counter, tell the lady, sorry, we don't have the money to pay our bill. We don't have the money. And the lady said, okay, tell you what, we're going to go ahead and just erase the bill. We're not going to charge you. You don't have to pay the bill this month. And then the friend got up to the counter and says, why don't they have to pay? We do, but they don't. And her comment, because they're guests of the president. They're guests of the president. Well, we have guests of the president that don't need to pay bills. They get $250 per person roughly a day. And that's what, about over $7,000 a month per person. But they're guests of the president. El Presidente. Perplexities. What about with the drugs in this country? Perplexities. What's the solution? You can't go and hunt down. The law enforcement will not hunt down the main dispensaries, those dispensing these drugs. That's just another conundrum. The people on the street, tent cities, the American dream, living in a tent, a conundrum. No solutions, no answers. What's the answer to the coming conscription for our young children? I have nieces and nephews that are of that age. And I know this time there is no solution. Just in the last 4 days, people have now begun to talk. And the young people that are going to be drafted are unaware of what lies ahead. This is out of timesnow.world. Selective service, women registrations proposed, men to be automatically drafted. The House of Representatives on Friday, almost a week ago, passed a measure to automatically register men 18 to 26 for selective service. It's part of the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, which sets U.S. military and national security priorities over the coming year. This year, a whopping $895.2 billion authorized in military spending. The Constitution of America is in the Bible. Now I'm going to back up. I have my paperwork in front of me when I hit my mute button, what they call a cough button. I can't see the button, and temporarily it was off. So I'm going to back up. You're not going to miss what is important. Selective service, women registered, registrations proposed, men to be automatically drafted. House of Representatives on Friday passed a measure to automatically register men age 18 to 26 for selective service. The bill is part of the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, for 2025. Yeah, 2025. What's changing is the system has not been invoked for over half a century, but it is mandatory for all male citizens to register for selective service, known as a military draft, when they turn 18. This year's NDAA advanced through committee, 57-1 vote through the House, 217-199, is unlikely to clear the Senate. I'm saying that it will clear the Senate. I'm saying that something is going to happen in this election, and there's going to be a national security threat, or for the sake of national security, we're going to have to pass this act in the Senate. A threat to this country is Donald Trump. Joe Biden has zero chance. They can lie to the American people every day that Biden, they're neck and neck. No, they're not. The race is not close. Biden cannot, will not continue much longer in this presidential race. I was listening to news today. Democrats are already getting ready to throw Biden under the train. He's going to be thrown under the train. They don't have a use for him any longer. They have wrung just about every bit of evil out of him that they could. Time for Joe to go bye-bye. And not because the Republicans are going to do it. Because the Democrats, and not even the Democrats, the Uniparty, is going to remove Joe. The one main party, the Uniparty, ruled by powers behind the curtain. The present truth with Rodriguez.
One of the most important things for veterans is to be heard, and VA is listening. Appeals modernization is changing the way VA decision disagreements are processed for the better.
Veterans, if you disagree with an initial VA claim decision received after February 2019, you have a choice of three review lanes. Contact an accredited representative to help you decide which choice is right for you. For more information, visit va.gov/decision-reviews.
I can take control with VA's new, faster review process.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand, but the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska's C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit C-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
The present truth, Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Sundays, 10 to 1, on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Also on Sundays, on radio off the 1360 radio station site, 10 to 1, podcast for both, well, podcast for the Sunday program is 1360khnc.com, and presently, I can only put 1 hour, I believe, on the podcast for the Sunday program on americasfreedomnetwork.com, so for the full 3 hours, podcast, 1360khnc.com. This coming draft, we cannot avoid it. The prophet Joel stated that the nations at some point, especially the point would be in the years before Christ returns, or at the time when Israel is attacked by the nations of the world, it would be at that time when they would take everything used for farming and use the metals, the fuels, for weapons of war. That would only occur one time in mankind's history, when the whole world would take machinery to plant crops and build bullets, tanks, etc. for war. It would be when the world again turns against Israel. It has occurred, and that would be the generation, the final decade, where all of the military, the company's industry, would build weapons for the coming wars. And at the same time, the men of the nations that are weak are told to strengthen yourselves for war. And then Isaiah says that there would be a time where men would be as rare as the gold of Ophir, a certain type of gold that was very rare. I think it had a little bit of orange in it. And mankind, men, would be rare because of war, thinned out, thinning of the male populations of the men in the nations of the world. We're here. I'm going to now read. There's an individual, his name is Doug Casey. He helps people with their personal wealth. He's an advisor. And Doug Casey has an interesting article, interviewed by the International Man. And here's what Casey has to say. The United States is now automatically registering all males between 18 and 26 into the selective service data bank. I'm no fan of conscription. And he's giving an overview of America's military. Just an honest presentation. The military in general, of course. It shocks many people when I say I'm not a fan of the military, although I tend to like soldiers as individuals. Don't get me wrong. Military can serve a useful purpose. But when you're in the military, you're not necessarily fighting for your country or freedom. You're fighting for the government and the people who control it. Propaganda, jingoism aside, the kind of people who run governments are not the best and the brightest, just the most ambitious and opportunistic. Without exception, they're powerful grubbers who like to control other people. It's one thing if someone joins voluntarily, something else entirely if they're coerced. The draft or any kind of mandatory service or conscription should be called what it is, involuntary servitude, or in a shocking way, or shocking as it may sound, slavery. Anyway, the trend towards conscription everywhere in the West is most disturbing. Most disturbing. It's injuring people to the idea that they should serve the state, the government. So the International Man asks, you're well known for saying right now, quote, right now, by paying all their taxes, the government uses you as a milk cow, but they may decide to turn you into a beef cow. Will you elaborate? Casey, survive is a prime directive of all living things, from amoebas to governments. That means is if the government needs your life to survive, or the lives of a million people like you, it will take them. And I'm going to say that in these articles I've been reading, it's written in a way this time, in the time of Vietnam, the Vietnam War era, you could protest. But this time, in the way it's written, there will be no protest. You have no rights. I did have the opportunity to go to college and get a student deferment. But this time, if the government wants you, you're going to go. The government needs your life to survive, or the lives of millions of people like you. It needs you. It will take you. To the state, you're just a resource. Notwithstanding all the rhetoric about democracy, the value of life and blah, blah, blah. The government doesn't really represent the country. The government is a separate entity that has its own interests, much as a church, a corporation, or any other organization does. The problem is that the government is the only institution in society that doesn't survive by voluntary trade and production. It survives by force, confiscating assets from the people that it rules. People have an entirely backward view of the government, of what the government is. The government is not your friend. When I say it treats its subjects as milk cows, I mean that they only value you as a cog in the wheel. And I am not personally.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360khnc.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
Are you optimistic about the way that things are going?
Do I never ever think of it at all?
Don't you ever worry when you see what's going down?
Well, I'm proud of my business, that is no business at all.
When it's time to function as a feeling human being, with your bachelor of arts, help you get by.
It's automatic registration, and it replaces the coming of age tradition that all the 18-year-old males experience when they get a card in the mail from Uncle Sam, informing them that they are required under the threat of criminal penalties to register for the Selective Service. So this is going to replace that tradition. The way I understand it, you can be drafted. You're going to be automatically in the system. They can send you a notice. You must report to your draft board. I had to report to the draft board in Boulder, Colorado. Boulder, Colorado. And then had to go in for a they test your vitals and all that. There was only about, 200 of us. You don't know what to expect. You walk in, tell them who you are, stand over there. Get over into this area. Some guy comes up. Take all your clothes off except your underwear. What? And everybody's looking like we're in shock. Do it now. Then start numbering. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Number ones, get over here. Twos over here. Threes over there. They start taking you through a line. They have to take your blood, check your teeth, check your ears, check your eyes, check your reflexes on your knees, bang you with the little rubber thing. And we're all in a state of shock. And you can't ask them a question. They don't answer you. It's quite an experience. Thank God I'm not going through that again. So I'm going to go on with this article, with this interview with Doug Casey. And he says, you're forced to put your life on the line, not necessarily to defend yourself, your family, your friends, but to defend the interests of the government who organized the army. And I am not saying that I'm opposed to this draft. I'm not. I'll tell you why I'm not. It's in the Bible. And I know that if there are prophecies in the Bible, there's no sense in my protesting, because they will come to pass. And it's like I did not have a choice on the day I was born. I can't protest that. We cannot stop the wars that are coming. You can have people from every country, and they can go to a conference and try to stop war. It will not happen. Christ said that when he returns, he will end the wars at Armageddon. The military, the militaries of the world, the governments of the world, King Charles, Camilla, and Kamala, they read the Bible. They know what the Bible says in Revelation, the book of Revelation. They're in that book. They know who they are. America's in the book of Revelation, chapter 17 and 18. Russia's in the book in chapter 21, I think, Gog, who goes to war with Israel 1,000 years in the future. China's in there in Revelation 16. The kings of the East. An army. Millions and millions and millions of soldiers. A great sucking sound coming to Armageddon. The Christian people are there being martyred. The Jewish people are there being protected. The Antichrist and the false prophet in his kingdom is in the Bible, Revelation chapter 13. Cashless society is in the Bible. America is losing the purchasing power of its dollar. We are being sanctioned by the nations of the world who won't trade with the petrodollar. So, the plan of the ruling families of America, the ruling family plus other families, cashless system. So I'm not protesting. The young people of this nation are going to go to war. And the mom and dad this time aren't going to send them to Canada. Canada's part of it. You can't draft this dodge this draft. The only thing you can do is drop your U.S. citizenship and go elsewhere. I'm not going to get through this Doug Casey article. It's extremely put together extremely well. He says there are three types of armies: volunteer, mercenary, slave armies. A free society, if a free society is invaded by a foreign government, the people will volunteer to defend it. They're defending their personal home.
Return to the magic and mystique of the Renaissance. The Colorado Renaissance Festival in Larkspur is back, opening weekend June 15th and 16th, filled with royalty, pageantry, jugglers, and musicians, comedy, games, fine arts, and crafts.
It's entertainment. It's fantasy. It's an adventure to the past.
Eat, drink, and be merry. Return to the Colorado Renaissance Festival. Discount tickets available at KHNC. For more information, visit ColoradoRenaissance.com.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
You've probably been hearing me talk about Why Refi for a while now. Why Refi has been getting a ton of phone calls, and I want to thank you for supporting and investing in something that actually helps people. A lot of people are talking about this investment, so I'd like to review the basics with you. First off, yes, it's true. You can earn up to 10.25% fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose, and there are absolutely no fees. There is no attack on principal if you ever need your money back, and your monthly statements will have no surprises. If you're not sure if you can trust this economy, this secure collateralized portfolio may be a good option for you. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's the word invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call them at 888-YREFI24. That's 888-YREFI24. Tell them Joe sent you.
Freedomnetwork.com. On AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, presently, I only have one of the 2 hours on podcasts. That will be remedied in about 10 days. On 1360KHNC.com, the same. You can go to either site, the radio site, 1360KHNC, or the internet radio site, AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. To the present truth. I'll continue with Doug Casey's article at the end of the hour, at the beginning of the next hour, with this matter of this new proposal for conscription for men and women in this country It will happen. This will be, since the late 60s, early 70s, with the draft of the young men, the baby boom generation children, that was the last draft. In a sense, everything from that point forward was voluntary. Not this time. This will not be a voluntary draft. This is a draft more draconian than the draft in the late 60s and 70s. This will be mandatory. You can't escape. You can't go to Canada. You won't go to Mexico. You won't go to South America. You can't go to Europe unless you decide to unfriend America, turn in your passport, take residence in some other country. That is possible. Casey does discuss that. And I'm going to finish that article in the next hour. When I read this, I remember what I was told as a young Christian in the early 80s. The Lord did tell me there would be, or in the spirit of my mind, because I read the Bible, I knew there would be a final draft in America, just like in Vietnam, but it would be international. And here I read early in this hour, UK Sunak, Rishi Sunak, when he feels he's elected in July on the 4th, a high occult day, he is going to begin conscription in UK. Germany is also thinking about it. This conscription is going to be worldwide. It's in the Bible, in the book of Joel. It's in the book of Jeremiah. Christ is warning the world that the end of the world, or the end wars before Christ's return, they are now beginning, and Christ alone will deal with the captains of these armies that are together. Rick Rodriguez, the President of the United States.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps